On Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute Week, coastlines are a battleground in the face of rising sea levels. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Marcus Carter, assistant professor in the School of Architecture, explains why design matters.
How can we fortify our shorelines against erosion and storm surge while creating an environment hospitable to flora and fauna? Much of our urban coastline exists as hard vertical seawalls, or riprap, made of large piled stones used to armor the coastline against erosion and wave action. Intertidal objects aim to promote a living shoreline with ecological installations that cultivate native species while providing erosion protection of the shoreline. Starting as independent research with my partners at Object Territories, this extended into a unique design prompt for architecture students in which we worked to develop ecological prototypes for the shoreline of Randall's Island in New York City. From a pedagogical standpoint, this study weaves together form making, material science, fabrication technology, urban waterfronts, and ecology. Looking at intertidal zones, which are exposed at low tide and submerged at high tide, ballast, porosity, surface texture, and an ability to interlock with existing rocks or other fabricated units were established as key design criteria. Following an early design shred, utilizing digital modeling and 3D printed and hand cast models, several designs were selected for full-scale prototypes to be made in concrete. Formwork systems were constructed using CNC milled components that gave form to cast geometries. The units were fabricated on campus, creating quite a spectacle when a concrete mixer truck arrived to pour the forms. After curing, the objects were delivered to New York City and installed in the water, where marine biologists will observe them over time. It took only a matter of weeks before marine plants began rooting on the objects, supported by the brackish yet nutrient-rich waters where the Harlem River and the East River converge. I look forward to watching this long-term installation perform over many annual cycles.
That was Marcus Carter of Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.